At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.
All right, Chris, the real MVP of this game, CBS, the feed for me cut out, and they did us a massive favor that we didn't actually have to see the very end of this 26-0 disaster.
It was a disaster for the Carolina Panthers.
Gosh, so
it was.
Bad.
So it was.
Bad. Let's get this sucker started.
The state of North Carolina covers 53,000 square miles. It is the habitat of the feared Carolina Panthers.
Should we call them feared Carolina Panthers anymore?
Hey.
Let's finish the intro.
Get dialed in, Panthers fans, for an in-depth look at your team. Exclusive interviews, locker room insight. Let's huddle up for Panthers Playbook. Here are your hosts, Dennis Cox and Chris Lee.
Welcome back to another episode of Panthers Playbook. That's Chris Lee. I'm Dennis Cox here with you. Thanks for tuning in on this one. By the way, before we get into this 26-0 loss, make sure you smash that subscribe button here on 99.9 The Fan's YouTube page or wherever you're listening on your favorite podcast platform. And then use the comment section down below just to vent, just to let it all out. Let it all out, because all the good feelings we've had from the last 2 weeks, especially about the offense, they're gone, Chris. They're 100% gone.
It's crazy because, like, twice this season, we've had good feelings for 2 weeks and it was gone. Like, we had a bye week and we didn't have to think about stuff, right? Yeah. And then they come back with a win and we're like, okay, all right. You know, maybe we can put a few of these together, because after the bye week, it was, you know, a winnable game, winnable game, winnable game. And we're like, okay, maybe a few of these can start. And all of a sudden it was taken from us. And then, you know, we have a win against Atlanta, and then, have a really good game where, like, literally we're 1 second away from tying that sucker to go to overtime, feeling good about ourselves, snatched away from us.
Yep. That's here's the thing. The Jags were on a four-game losing streak. The Jaguars were on a four-game losing streak. And guess what? The Panthers were the get-right game once again. And the
Josh Allen, career day.
And not the Buffalo Bills Josh Allen.
Not him. The other one.
The other one.
The gosh, one has been in a little slump.
This was by far, offensively, this is the worst game of the season. Like, by far.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not even freaking close.
Yeah.
O-line was awful. Running game, never got it going. Play calling, bad. Bryce didn't look good. When the receivers had a chance to make some plays, DJ Chark dropped two. It was all around just bad, Chris.
Let's not let the defense off the hook either, because, like, Derrick Brown, what was that at the end of the game?
That's frustration.
Like,
yeah.
Dudes are, like, at the end of the season, they're so frustrated and they've given up. Or C.J. Beathard gets a first down conversion, but he's met at the line of scrimmage by Frankie Louvu, who gives him a little two-hand
push.
And he falls off. Louvu falls off, and all of a sudden, Beathard is out here, and that's the same play that Marquise Haynes got hurt on. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, bro, what? Like, what are we watching here? Dudes have literally start packing up. They're like, all right, I've put what I needed to put on tape for the season. We're good. I'm just trying to get to that next contract. And, you know, they might pull up something bad from the season at the end of the year. But no, I have like 15 games before that I can just show them. And like, no, like, everybody needs to show up. And that's not what happened today. We saw a bad team that knew they had nothing to play for look like they had nothing to play for. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference, I think, with who is leading this team. Nothing against Chris Tabor. If this is Steve Wilks, that team doesn't give up on him like that. Yeah. Right? Like, and it sucks that you need to have somebody like that. Like, these guys can't elevate themselves, but that's probably another reason why, like, there needs to be a clean out of this locker room. A lot of these guys have lost for so long that maybe they're now cynical about the Carolina Panthers as a franchise, right? So now, in order to win, you probably just need to let them go. Even though I don't want to let some of these guys go, I would love to keep Frankie Louvu. I would love to keep Brian Burns, right? And I'm not saying get rid of those guys. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying that you might end up needing at some point to cleaning the whole thing out.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, legit.
Oh, yeah.
Starting over from zero. And I'm not saying that they do this over the offseason, but it might be something if you keep seeing this type of thing from the Carolina Panthers. Because if that's the case, these guys are gone mentally from this team. They are cynical with what they're seeing, and they don't want to fight for the team, for the franchise, for the fan base any longer. They just want to get out of there.
Oh, yeah. That was evidence. Like, you know what? It's New Year's Eve. Let's get to 2024. So I just want to get out of here. That's all they want to do. You can just tell they wanted to get out of there. I will say this, though. In the first half, the defense actually held Jacksonville to field goals. Now, I get no Trevor Lawrence was playing and all that kind of stuff. I get that. But they still forced field goals. It was 9-0 at half, and it felt like it was 42-0. You know, yeah. Might as well have been at that point. But it was just all around just a bad game. And Chris, you told me before we started taping here, you're kind of like, oh, Bryce, dude, guys, like, what are you doing here, man? Like, is there are some throws and stuff that dude missed. Now, he was under pressure. He got sacked 6 times. We all get that. We've talked about that. We'll have a Nicky Aquanu conversation here in a little bit. But nonetheless, I was like, and Bryce, you can tell his frustration was through the roof as well.
Career-driven individuals, ready to unlock your potential? Discover William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Our classes are tailored for the working professional. Attend class on your terms with our online sessions and choose from various start dates throughout the year. Dive into a curriculum designed for success. Every class is a stepping stone that takes you closer to your career goals. Take one or more classes. It's in your hands. Elevate your career with William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Dive deeper at williampeace.info/SPS. Your journey begins here.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
Take away play calling, which was bad. Take away the drops from DJ Chark. Take away the bad offensive line play, and take away the fact that the running game didn't get established. People said that we've been light on Bryce Young. I'll say it. This was Bryce Young's worst game.
Oh, it was terrible.
And awful. And I feel like a lot of it is, and maybe I'm couching it a little bit here, but when we had this discussion a few weeks ago where I said, you know, Dennis, like, me and you work for a company where the management and the leadership is tight. It's really good. So because we're not guessing, we can take our performance to the next level because we don't have to worry about a lot of other things in the background. Like, Bryce Young doesn't have that luxury, right? So you can tell, you can literally tell when a player's out there thinking too much. And I felt like this was a game where he was thinking too much. He had two really good back-to-back games. All of a sudden, he's thinking. All of a sudden, he's like, wait a second. Like, are my guys just going to revert back to the mean, right? Mm-hmm. And kind of they did. You know, they his receivers kind of let him down in this game. But you'll see, like, games or throws where he normally fits that thing in there, he was sailing them today.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's seen situations where a receiver – has given up on the play or isn't running hard towards the ball, and that ends up being a pick six or a interception of some sort, or maybe even just a drop ball. And now he's overthinking it, and he had a bad game. Just no other way to put it, really.
Yeah,
honestly.
No, and
I mean, gosh, prime example of it was when it was a fourth down. And granted, they're on their own end and there was, you know, 19-0, but it's a fourth down play and he tries to go to Sullivan down the right sideline. He throws it like two rows into the bleachers. I'm like he wasn't getting pressure enough on the play. I'm like, he just sailed it. I'm like, dude.
That's a quarterback that doesn't trust his receivers.
He doesn't trust himself. He doesn't trust any. I don't know what it is. It was all around just awful. And the thing that shocks me was you would have thought from the way they built from that game-winning drive against Atlanta a couple weeks ago to the offensive performance that we saw last week. We're like, yo, like they easily could have packed it in against Atlanta. They could have said even against Green Bay, we got our win. We're good guys. Let's just get to the end of the year. But they had that offensive production that we saw. That's like, okay, carry this one into this game. You know, I don't know about you, Chris, but I was all like, wait, Trevor Lawrence isn't playing? Like, and they're still without Zay Jones. They're still without Christian Kirk on offense. It's like, okay, if the defense can do pretty decent in the red zone, if the offense keeps the flow going, potentially a win here. And they laid a freaking egg. I'm like, it's not just on the coaching staff, but it's on like the leaders of that team too. Like you mentioned the Frankie Louvu. I'm sorry, that's on you too, Brian Burns. That's on you, Derek Brown. That's on you too, Bryce Young. That's on you, Adam Thielen. Like you guys are the captains of the leaders of this team, and you let that happen?
And November.
It was from the get-go.
So the reason I chose William Peace was because of their stellar game design program. It's very rare to find a game design program in the United States at all, let alone North Carolina. And this place seemed like the right place for me for where I wanted to go and the connections I could make within the program.
Turn your hobby into a career in one of the highest paid professions in the country with William Peace University's simulation and game design program. Master design, 3D modeling, and programming in a state-of-the-art space with the latest and most remarkable technologies available. Find out more at peace.edu.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
November 24th, 2002. That is the last time the Carolina Panthers have been held scoreless.
Bruh.
And that was week 12 of that year against the Atlanta Falcons. And, you know, some people on Twitter will be like, hey, you know what happened the next year? Yeah, that's not happening for this guy, for this team this year.
Doubt it.
They're not going to the Super Bowl next year. Okay. Let's chill out.
Unless Steve Smith Sr. walked in.
Unless you got Mohsen Muhammad, Steve Smith, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not happening.
Jordan Gross blocking.
None of that's happening. You can really tell that that this team is ready to be done, and there's a lot of players on that team that's ready to take that jersey off.
Yeah.
And so next week, for the final game of the season, it might even look maybe a little worse because you got a team that legit has zero to play for. Like Chicago already has the number one pick. It's locked up, you know, because of the loss today. Congratulations, Chicago.
You're on the clock.
You know, you got DJ Moore and a number one pick out of the trade last year. You know, hey, you've got the world in front of you. You know, that's already locked up for them. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they have a playoff spot to fight for, right?
Yeah, they
like
do.
they've got some mojo, they've got some juice. Panthers have nothing to fight for.
Nothing.
And we've already seen what they've done. Nobody on this team, including the coaching staff, can handle more than 2 weeks of somewhat success. And you know, like you would think that as a play caller, you would be able to do something to kind of help your quarterback out after two good weeks. You didn't do that, Thomas Brown.
Nope.
You would think that as an offensive line, after your quarterback, you saw what happens when you keep Bryce Young upright for the most part. Only gave up two sacks last week. Were you at Ike McQuanu? what's going on, Kate Mays? What's going on, Nash Jensen? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like what's up with this? And I just like, I don't get it. There's no pride. There's no oomph. There's not an extra gear to this team. I think I would all Panthers fans would be okay with losses if they were losses like last week.
Oh, yeah.
Where that team was fighting and there's a chance.
100%. Where you're building week in and week out. I think people will be
okay. It's mostly mistake-free football. You know what I'm saying? Mostly. But like these types of performances, that's why you have an empty Bank of America Stadium.
Yeah.
And who does that come back to?
Tepper.
The person who called in on your radio show.
Yeah.
Who hired Scott Fitterer?
I might have to insert that clip here on this video.
You should.
Yeah, speaking of Scott Fitterer, when's his ass getting canned? That's what I want to know. Like, when's he gone? Like, when's that dude gone? Because guess what? The collection of guys in that locker room are the reason why that they showed out the way they did. Like, all these guys that are out the door quitting. Well, guess who put that roster together? You did. You put that together, Scott Fitterer. So, yeah, just like we hold Tepper accountable, when are you gone? I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet, but it wouldn't surprise me after their upcoming game against Tampa Bay if Scott Fitterer, hey, man, just go and pack up. Go, actually, you know what?
Terry
just go and
Funk
start
an I Quit match.
Yeah, a loser leaves town match. I can tell you that. Whatever it is that you want to do. But nonetheless, I mean, you mentioned Ikem Ekwonu. I'm sorry, dude. Like, we're having the same questions about you in week 17 that we had in the preseason. Like, that's not good, man. Like, honestly.
Year two.
Like, year two. Like, we're having the same conversations about you. And you're getting beat so much that on a third and two, you took a false start there at the end of the third quarter because you're afraid of getting beat and you moved your team backwards. It's just like, man, like, dude, this roster, awful. The leadership on this team, awful. Bad. Just flat bad. That's really all I got left to say on this one, Chris. All I got left to say.
I think it's best, like, if you can find those rare gems, like maybe, I don't know how many rare gems will be out there, but, you know, maybe this is what Fitterer thought he was doing. I was going to say maybe get some veterans that that know how to lead and bring them in. But, I mean, I guess that was supposed to be Justin Houston. I guess that was supposed to be Adam Thielen. I guess that was supposed to be DJ Chark. I guess that was supposed to be Deion Jones. You know what I'm saying? I guess that was supposed to be Kamu Grugier-Hill. And, like, you know, so I was...
Von Bell.
I thought it was supposed to be these guys. And, like, I don't know where to go from here. Like, what do you do when you can't win from free agency, where you can't win from the draft, when your front office knows how to do nothing but give up your own picks? When your front office and your ownership can't stick to a plan, an original plan that was in place, the quarterback thing could have been fixed a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you just would have been patient with Teddy Bridgewater, he's not a bad option. I just don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. I wish I knew what to say, but at this point, it's us just kind of repeating what we've been saying all year.
I think if I remember correctly, this Carolina Panthers team has the worst winning percentage in the NFL since 2019, if I remember correctly. If it's not the worst, it's second worst. Simple as that.
Since 2019, I believe it is the worst.
Is the worst.
Since David Tepper took over, I think it's the second worst.
Second worst. I think the Jets were the only team that was.
Yeah.
That's all I got, man. That's all I got. We'll have another episode for you all next week. Not sure when the game time is because of the flex scheduling in the final week of the season. Now, Tampa Bay lost to the Saints, so they're both 8-8 going into the final week of the year. So those game times are going to be, they're going to be playing those at the exact same time.
Oh, I'm just putting up 1 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock. Oh, wait, it might be. Just, I don't know.
I mean, NFL, like, don't torture anybody else in prime time. Just make this a 1 o'clock game.
It's
just
fine. If you got to cut the feed off too again, that's please. Totally okay too. Like, that's totally fine.
Gosh. Just make this a 1 o'clock game. Let Tampa get their early celebrations in and put on something else that's more intriguing.
Yeah. Smash the subscribe button. Leave your thoughts in the comments. We'll have another episode for you all on Thursday this coming week. So again, make sure you hit the notification bell.
Should we?
We should. We should. Yeah, we should.
Should we?
We are.
Okay, I guess.
We are.
Whatever.
Happy New Year to each and every one of you out there. Thanks so much again. We'll see you guys on the next. We'll see you
2024. New year, new me, Carolina Panthers. Hope they take that.
I chose William Peace because of the personalized education it offers, which allows students to truly know their professors. It's really possible to make genuine connections with your professors and learn intentionally here and dive deep into what you're passionate about.
A 12-to-1 student to faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.